the ultimate guide to choosing the right website hosting provider. A website is the face of your business. It's where potential customers will first see your information and products, and it's your opportunity to create a memorable impression. You need to choose the right website hosting provider to ensure that your website looks its best and runs smoothly. Read this guide to find out all you need to know about choosing the right host for your business. What are some factors to consider when choosing a website hosting provider? When choosing a website hosting provider, there are a few factors to consider. Company's reputation. Make sure you research the company before signing up, as there are many good and bad providers out there. The price. Don't be afraid to compare prices and find the best deal for your needs. The platform. Some providers offer different platforms, like Windows, Mac, and Linux, while others only offer one, like Amazon Web Services or Rackspace. Make sure that you pick a provider that will be compatible with your website's design and web development needs. Check the company's security measures, ensuring the safety of your information and website. If worldwide presence is important, be sure to verify they have servers throughout the world, generally using a computer distributed network or CDN. A comparison of the different types of website hosting providers. Choosing the right website hosting provider is a critical decision that requires careful consideration. There are several different types of website hosting providers available, and it can be difficult to decide which one is best for your needs. In this comparison guide, we will compare the different types of website hosting providers and help you make an informed decision. 1. Shared hosting. Shared hosting is the most basic type of website hosting, and it works by allowing multiple websites to share the same server. This can be a good option if you only need a small number of accounts, or if you don't want to invest in more specialized hardware. However, shared hosts are not as reliable as dedicated servers, and they may not have the resources necessary to support complex websites. 2. Dedicated server. Dedicated servers are the highest-end option available, and they provide superior performance and security than other types of servers. They require a significant investment upfront, but they offer great flexibility and reliability overall. Dedicated servers are best suited for businesses with high traffic volumes or extremely complicated websites. They do, however, require a high level of technical expertise, as the expectation is that you will be maintaining the server software health. 3. VPS, virtual private server. VPSs, virtual private servers, are similar to dedicated servers in that they provide superior performance and security, but they come at a slightly lower price point intended for smaller businesses and non-commercial use cases. Like dedicated servers, VPSs require a significant investment upfront, but they offer additional features such as unlimited storage. How to choose a website hosting provider? When considering a web host, the most important factor is usually price. Most hosts offer a range of plans with different numbers of servers and GB of storage space. It's important that you choose the plan that best suits your needs. You may also want to consider the features offered, like shared folders or unlimited traffic volume. After deciding on price and features, you should look at the host's reliability. A good host should be able to respond quickly to customer service tickets and have experienced engineers available to help resolve any problems. You'll also want to make sure that the server location is suitable for your needs. For example, if you plan on using your hosting provider for international traffic. Now it's time to take a look at the specific features you need for your site. Each hosting provider offers its own set of features, so it's important to read the descriptions carefully before making your decision. Once you have narrowed down what features are necessary for your site, it's time to compare prices and features offered by different hosts until you find one that fits your needs perfectly. What to do if your website is hacked? Web hosting companies are routine targets for hacking and malware, malicious software, insertion, so be sure to check what security provisions they have and what their history is when hacks occur. If your website is hacked or has malware installed, the first thing you should do is notify your web host. They will need to take down the compromised site and replace any files that may have been damaged. They'll also need to report the intruder to the authorities for prosecution. Once your website is offline, you'll need to take a look at what was stolen. This includes anything that was added to the website manually, like passwords or credit card numbers, as well as any files that were downloaded by the hacker. If possible, you should try to save copies of these files before the site goes down. Next, you'll need to change all of your passwords. Use a unique password for every account on your website, and make sure it's not easily guessed. You should also create a complicated password generator that uses random characters and different combinations of letters and numbers. And finally, make sure you store this password somewhere safe, so you can remember it, or use a password manager to store all your passwords, like LastPass or Norton LifeLock. Finally, don't forget to install antivirus software on your computer and update it regularly. This will help protect against any viruses or other malware that may have been installed by the hacker during their attack. Conclusion: when it comes to choosing the right website hosting provider, there are a lot of factors to take into account. In this article, we have tried to provide you with all the information you need in order to make an informed decision. We hope that our guide has helped you choose the best hosting provider for your needs. If you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to let us know.